In search of some spring traditions. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. Each spring, many of us have activities we do almost automatically without knowing why they've become rituals. USDA's Gary Crawford has the story.
Why eggs at Easter anyway? Agriculture Department historical expert Ann Eflin says since Easter got its start actually centuries before Christianity as a celebration of spring and new life and fertility, it's only natural that eggs, also a symbol of that, should come into things very early on. For example,
the Persians and Egyptians actually exchanged eggs that were decorated in spring colors. The early Christians sort of adopted that.
And connected with eggs very closely, of course. Yes, we have the Easter Bunny coming into this, an ancient German tradition.
The German story is that there was a poor woman who had decorated eggs for her family to find during a famine, and they had to search for them and find them. And when they found them in the nest, they found this nest of eggs and looked up. They saw a rabbit hopping away, and that's how they decided the rabbit had brought the eggs.
This evolved into a tradition in which kids would hide their hats and bonnets around the house, and supposedly a bunny would leave eggs in them. Today, of course, we use Easter baskets. The origin of that, though, not quite clear. Ann Eflin says,
there's one reference to the tradition of Easter baskets coming from a tradition in the Catholic Church of taking the Easter dinner to Mass with you in a basket to be blessed.
But as the years have worn on, some of these Easter traditions have, of course, been commercialized. And so we've gone from real eggs and baskets to candy eggs and jelly beans and chocolate rabbits.
The transition from eggs to candy seems to have been the result of an advertising campaign near the end of the 1800s by a European candy company.
So those are the origins of some of our special traditions of the season. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And another Easter tradition is baking a ham or a rack of lamb to serve for Easter dinner. So as we celebrate our traditions this year, let's remember where they came from and be thankful for all our blessings. Have a great day and join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.